Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you're hearing me. Terry Ann or Victor, let me know if the volume is not correct for me. But really glad that you're here. I'm glad that we have a chance to do this. And thanks to Terry Ann and Victor for putting this together for us, because I think it's important for us to have a time together, even briefly and even non-traditionally. And I want to speak to this scripture a little bit. As we see in Matthew 16, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" And in the modern day, they give some silly answers, perhaps. They kind of harken back to some of the old prophets, because they sort of saw time as folding over on itself, more cyclical, and that time would sort of repeat itself. So they thought maybe one of the old prophets may be coming back to speak to the people. But Peter, or Simon, as he was known then, says, "You are Christ, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus, at that point, changes his name to Peter. He says that you are now Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock, I will build my church. Now, that's a powerful statement. And because of that statement and of many other things that Peter did, he is renowned in the church as one of the foundations of the church. Some people would even say he is the foundation of the church. But there's some nuances in this verse. If we go back to the original language, and as it was written in Greek, a lot of our church understands the nuances of translation. We deal with a lot of different languages in our world. And as you go back to the Greek language, he says to Peter, "You are Petros," which means rock. "And upon this Petra, I will build my church." Petros is a rock that you might hold in your hand. Petra is a large rock, a boulder, a huge rock. He calls Peter essentially, "You're a small rock, but upon this Petra, this huge rock, I'm going to build my church, and not even death will be able to overcome it. Nothing will overcome it." And so what we're seeing here, it is not the person Peter, per se, that is the rock. It's not that individual. It is his confession that this realization, this spiritual insight, that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, this is what makes each one of us that have this insight part of the Petra, this foundation of the church. That yes, it doesn't diminish what Peter said and what he did. He is still renowned and should be. But he is not the one and only foundation of the church. It is this spiritual insight that makes us all who realize this part of the Petra, this large boulder, this huge foundation of solid rock that is the foundation of the church. Now, I think that's very important as we come to a time like this in our history. We've never faced anything like this in our lifetimes of being so quarantined and having so many struggles with this coronavirus that we've never faced anything like it before. And so now we're not able to meet in our churches. People around the world are doing things like we're doing now, meeting online, which means if we think the church is the sacred space of our sanctuary, we're kind of lost right now. If we believe that the church is our programs and our good deeds that we do, then we might kind of be lost right now, because we can't do any programs. We can't go out in the community and do a lot of good deeds that we may normally do. If we begin to believe that the church is our fellowship, our bonds with one another, that might be strained right now, because we can see each other online through social media, but we can't be in the same room together. Now, our sacred spaces and our good deeds and programs and our fellowship together are all important. Don't get me wrong. They are extremely important. But that's not the church. The church is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The realization of who Christ is the very foundation of the church. And that will not be overcome, no matter what happens. And it's times like this that we lose some other things. that we begin to get to our foundation. We're not going to be able to be in our sacred spaces. We're not going to be able to do the good deeds and programs we normally do as churches. We're not going to be able to have the same kind of fellowship with each other that we normally would as people gathering together. But we are still the church because we recognize the spiritual insight that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and nothing overcomes that. This is an opportunity for us to get to our foundation of who we are as a people, that we are all part of the Petra, the eternal foundation of solid rock that is the church. And no matter what we might lose for a little while, no matter what we have to give up for a little while because of the virus that we are facing, this global pandemic, we are still the church together, not for any other reason, except we recognize the spiritual insight that this is the church of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And perhaps we can do ourselves some good to recognize that foundation, to get in touch with that spiritual insight, that we may grieve the loss for a little while of our sacred spaces, of our programs and good deeds that we normally do as Christians, or the fellowship that we enjoy. We may grieve that loss, but we have not lost the church, because the church is the spiritual bond of knowing Christ in our life, the spiritual connection with God. And that's why we can pray together. That's why we can be bonded as Christians together, not for any other reason except the spiritual connection of the Spirit of God in our lives. And so we pray together separately, but yet together as the church, that we gather together as the people that are the Petra, the rock upon the church is built. All the things we do, our sacred spaces, our good deeds and programs, our fellowship together is based on a foundation that cannot be overcome. And it is the foundation of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.